What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 3 of They Call Me Eddie. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I got a good story. I'm going to talk about things that I missed during quarantine, and I'm going to dive into the sports world because I miss talking sports, and I love sports, if you know it about me. I love sports. I don't lose arguments when it comes to sports. But anyway, guys, I want to thank you guys for all the support you've given me on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook. I've posted it, and I love it. You know, you guys, some people are telling me they love it. And I thank you for the support. That's all I can ask for. And I'm going to keep on doing this, you know. It's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep on going. Hopefully I could get it, you know, and I get me on a morning show. That's what I want. I want to be on a morning show, you know. But I got to get to the story for you guys. So, I'm at work. We get big time celebrities that come in all the time, and we get people that come in that have celebrity names. For example, we had a person come in one time, and I saw it on the sheet. It said Anthony Anderson. So I'm thinking Anthony Anderson's coming in, like the Anthony Anderson, right? So I'm like, hey, how you doing, sir? How's everything going? What's your name? Anthony Anderson. And I kind of just like, you're not Anthony Anderson. And I looked like an idiot because I was looking for Anthony Anderson. And I'm sure he's got that before. Kind of like if your name is Michael Jordan, you know, or if your name is Eddie Garcia and like I show up. Or like, wait, like, you know, like, you get what I mean. But anyway, so I got this. So they call me in. He's supposed to arrive at 10:30. Bradley Cooper. So I'm thinking, nah, it's not Bradley Cooper. It's just a guy named Bradley Cooper, right? So I'm just kind of going about my business. I'm doing my thing. And a G-Wagon pulls up. And I don't think anything of it. You know, I'm kind of just doing my business, doing work. And the G-Wagon pulls up. And I'm like, I step out. And the window rolls down, right? And do you guys remember in Napoleon Dynamite where Kip and LaFonda, they're like after they get married, they like on a horse in the sunset, right? As his window was lowering, like that song was playing. And I'm like, okay, that's good looking. That's really good looking. Wait, that's really good looking. Wait, that's gorgeous. Guys, it was Bradley Cooper. American Sniper Bradley Cooper. And I'm just like, Bradley, how's it going? And I, guys, God did not make a mistake. Like, not one mistake. Like, dude was going to play tennis and he looked like there's no mistakes on that guy. Like, and he had a top bun. And if you remember my first episode, I had a top bun. And I could still kind of do a top bun. My hair is crazy, but like I got a haircut the other day, so I don't know. And I try to convince myself the entire day that my top bun looked like I can make it look like that or it looked like that. But in all reality, I look like a dirty palm tree, and he looked like a palm tree from Miami Beach. Like I don't even know how to explain it, but he was a cool guy. We didn't have a conversation. Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. I said like 3 or 4 lines and I was like, he was a cool guy. He said deuces. But man, he looked good and he was going to play tennis. Like, and I'm sure that's like on a bad day. So check this. So I text my mom, right? I'm like, mom, cause I know she's a Bradley Cooper fan. And I'm like, mom, guess who I just met? She's like, who? I said, Bradley Cooper. She was like, oh, he's so fine. And I'm like, he's very good looking. She's like, very good looking, Eddie. And I was like, his hair is like mine. She's like, no, it's not. Actually, she just said no. And I was like, yes, it is. We both had buns. She's like, oh, he has his because of quarantine. I'm like, mom, how do you know that? These guys have private barbers. They have, like, he's not on the budget I'm on. Like, I don't, like, you know, she's like, how do you know that? She was like, I keep up with Bradley. I said, mom, how? Like, you literally just got an Instagram like a week ago. Like, and also, how do you keep up with Bradley? Like, she's like, the news. I'm like, now that I think about it, she might have a point because he is Bradley Cooper and he might be on the news a lot. But he's actually not on the news a lot. But the fact that my mom thought she knew like everything that was happening with Bradley Cooper kind of just threw me off. And I was kind of like, mom, no, that's not true. But long, like, to tie all this story back together, Bradley Cooper is an amazing looking human being. Like, I think, like, I'm a solid, like, I would say a 7.4. Good day, 8.6. You know? Like, good day. Like, you know, like, I'm just looking good. Actually, I'm a fucking 10. Right? No, but, like, Bradley's, like, a 13 every time. Like, good-looking guy, American Sniper. Like, dude's cool. This guy's just a man. Sha-la-la-la-lo. Got a great voice, too. But anyway, that's a good story, guys. I've also been doing this thing where when I'm in the car, I listen to my music on shuffle. I don't know if that's, like, a very common thing, but I just started doing that, and it's awesome. You get all so much random music, and I got, like, today I got You and That Booty. I got, like, Freakily. I got, like, a song by Selena. I got, what else did I got? That I get, I got some good music, and I was like, you know, at that point where you're just like jamming so hard that you're in traffic. A lot of you small town people won't know that, but when you're in traffic, you just jamming, right? And like you're singing so loud, and you like look up, and the guy next to you is like staring right at you, and you're just kind of like, you just keep going because like you're just so into the music. And that's how I was today. But if you haven't done that, try that. Just listen to the music, all your music on shuffle. You get some good stuff, and it's cool. It switches it all up. But let me dive into it. Things that I missed during quarantine. So, I'm a pretty active guy, and quarantine has kind of slowed me down. But these are the like things that I miss. Like I miss going to sporting events, like going to Dodger games, like the excitement I get from looking for tickets throughout the day. Because I'm not cheap, but I'm a little tight. Like I'm tight, you know. I'm a little Jewish. Shout out my buddy Harrison. I'm just kidding. I'm not racist, guys. Like, I promise you. But, you know, I don't like spending my money bad. That's smart. I call it smart. I don't call it stingy. I don't call it anything. I call it smart. People need to be smart with their money. But anyway, so I love getting good deals. I love deals. It's like Dodger games, but I miss going to like Friday night fireworks and just sitting out there on the field. Because you could run on the field. And I always wanted to be a player for the Dodgers when I got older. So I go out there and just like look up. And I miss high-fiving people. I miss like going to like the Lakers are in the playoffs. I would have for sure gone to playoff games and spend stupid money. That's where I spend stupid money. It's like Dodger games and playoff Laker games, stuff like that. But I just miss it. Like I'm going to miss going to Rams Stadium, like the new SoFi $5 billion. Like I'm going to miss that. I miss going to family dinners. Like Don Antonio's, the whole staff knows us there. Like hook us up. Good, best Mexican restaurant in LA. Don Antonio's, go best Mexican restaurant, and it's not close. They don't put rice in their burritos. And if you go to a place that puts rice in their burritos, it's not a Mexican restaurant. Rice does not belong in burritos, and don't tell me otherwise. Another thing I miss is Tuesday night movies. Like Tuesday night movies at AMC was $5. And I'm like I said, I'm smart with money. I'm smart. I'm not cheap. I'm smart. They had like a code every month. And you would get $5 for like popcorn and an icy. And me and Katie had it down. We'd both order one, and the guy knew us. He would just throw it in a large container, and he'd just like call it a day. We used to get like an extra large, like that would be like $50 at the movies. You guys all know for like $10. It was a great Tuesday night. Awesome Tuesday night. I miss that. I miss traveling. I really do. We should take our big trips during the summer, and we weren't able to do that. You know, we went to Lake Arrowhead instead, which is not, I'm not complaining. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but you know, I miss, you know, traveling. I really do. I miss concerts. I really do. Concerts. I think Taylor Swift was going to be here. I was going to try to go to that. I think I even ended up dating a girl because she looked like Taylor Swift. That was awesome. My first girlfriend. Shout out to Alyssa if you listen to my pod. Who else? Bad Bunny had just released a huge album, and he was probably gonna go on concert. And you know, like Bad Bunny, ya tu sabes, he's my favorite artist right now. That would have been cool to see. Who else? Maybe Drizzy, right? Coachella. I wasn't gonna go to Coachella. Coachella, I didn't like the lineup. If I got a good ticket, I would have probably gone. You know. But yeah, I miss that, you know. And the number one thing I miss is family parties. Like family parties are huge in the Garcia household. Like, we love our parties here. Like, if you've been invited to a party, you know mariachi, banda, el taquero, which I just translated to you guys. It's live music, and then the taco man. No cheese. There's no cheese on tacos. It's straight. He's got like a big old grill, puts chicken, pastor. He puts carne asada, adobada, cabeza, lonja. He puts all the meats like on his big grill. What I basically said is he puts head, he puts liver, he puts a little bit of fat, anything you want. It's there, you know, it's a big grill, and then he has all his salsas lined up, guac, rabanos. I mean, he's got it all. I mean, they line it up. It's a good deal. If you guys ever had a taco man or a taquero, as we call them, it's good stuff. Some of them even make quesadillas. Those are quesadillas. Those are like, ooh, boy, don't even get me. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But anyway, so our parties, they just go on. So if you've been a Hispanic party, we have huge families. It's like, I have a big family. Even we celebrate like Tuesday nights, like a birthday. You just do a pastel, you just do a cake. And it's about maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 people that could show up on any given like Tuesday night for taco night. Tacos dorados, as we call them. Sopes, which are my favorite. Sopes, they're the best. That's like the best. But anyway, like, I miss those. We haven't had those in so long. And then we also have our huge parties, like our big, big parties, like, and those are the best, man. Like, our family is crazy. They all get, like, we all have that tia or tio, like, that aunt and uncle that get super hammered and, like, don't know where they are. And so the thing about, I don't know, like, they all want the mic. So I used to be a DJ, so I have the setup. I have the turntables, I have the mic, the big speakers, and they all want the mic. So I've learned throughout the years to, like, be like, the mic is just gone. Like, I just bring the mic to my room and I just say, like, hey, the mic stopped working tonight. Like, nobody could sing. Because I swear they think they're fucking Selena and you're not. Like, or fucking Vicente Fernandez, like, and you're not. Like, come on. Like it's just bad. It's a bad thing. And the music's loud. Like it's bad. They just can't sing. But anyway, we're so, like, our parties are so big. My parents bought a fucking tent, not an easy up tent. Like, we have those. That's to go to the beach. Like, I'm talking like a commercial size, like, white tent. The shit they put on the white lawn, on the south lawn, for the president, like, for like fundraisers and stuff. We had that for the backyard, like, white tent. It has freaking windows. Like, we have 80 chairs. Like, we have. We're like a party center. Like, it's crazy. But that's just for a normal party, you know? And music's loud. And it's crazy. Like, even, we host everything. Garcia's, like, my family, we host everything. Neighbors are okay with it. They're, you know, we actually just got new neighbors. So it's going to be, they haven't been initiated yet to the Garcia parties, but they seem cool. They're a nice white family, young family. So I'm sure they're going to adapt well. I mean, they don't really have a choice, but yeah. It's a good time, and if you haven't been to one of my parties, you guys are all invited. I promise you. Like, if you have a pulse, kind of like Philip in college, if you had a pulse, you were like probably gonna come over. I'm just kidding. But if you have a pulse, you're more than welcome to come over. If you're, you know, bring whoever you want, as long as you have a good time and you bring positive energy, we're all for it. It's just a good time. Christmas parties are legendary. I hope we could have it. It's not looking like we're probably gonna have it because, you know, it's. Like, right now, you can only have so many people in such a tight space. Or not a tight space, but, you know, we have, like, 100 people back here, 150. And it's funny because the party doesn't end. Latino parties don't end till, like, the last person leaves. So, like, my whole family will be in bed. And the funny thing about these parties is my dad goes to bed every night about 10 o'clock. 11 is pushing it. Like, he hardly ever stays up till, like, 11. But my dad will be in bed by, like, 10, 10:30, like, full-on function going on in the backyard. Dude's asleep. Like, you're a rookie if you're asking where my dad is at during a party, because if you, like, a savvy veteran will tell you he's already in bed. Like, he's got to get his 8 hours of sleep. But it's funny, man. Like, I love our family parties. That's probably the one thing that I do miss the most. And, like, I hope we get that back, you know. And like you said, you guys are all invited. Come on over. Just have a good time. Free alcohol, free food. It's a good time. But anyway, now I want to talk a little sports because I haven't talked sports so much. So the sports world has been awesome. We had it taken away for about 3 months, and now we finally have it back, and I'm so glad we have it back. The Dodgers got Mookie Betts, like I've said before, and they're killing it. They're in first place. No one can beat us. The Padres are pretty solid, but I don't see any. But the thing about the Dodgers is I don't want to get too high because I get really high on the Dodgers. You guys know I'm a big Dodger fan, big LA everything fan. But I get very, like, happy. But this year, even keel. I'm just like, because they broke my heart the last 3 years, and it's a sore subject. I don't stress about anything in life but sports. It's probably a bad thing, but, like, nothing in this world really stresses me out except for the Dodgers, Lakers, Rams, and my golf swing. Like, that's really the only things that stress me out. When I used to kick, that used to be one of the things that stressed me out, but, like, nothing else stresses me out more than, like, my teams. Like I said, we're killing it. The Astros still cheated. The Angels suck. What else? The Lakers. We play the Rockets tomorrow. I'm saying Lakers in five. The big thing for us is rebounding. We have so much length. No one could guard LeBron in that team. No one could guard Anthony Davis. We're so long. We're good defensively. And I know, like, Laker Twitter's going to be going crazy because I know the Rockets are going to win a game. I know it. They're going to win a game. They're going to get hot from three. They're not going to miss. Okay, so be it. They're going to win a game. But other than that, I don't see them beating us. I really don't. I saw a stat that said we have 30%. Bullshit. I'm calling that. Lakers in five. Put your money where your mouth is. The Clippers, they're blowing out the freaking Nuggets. I thought the Nuggets were going to put up a better fight. But I saw on Twitter earlier today that Murray didn't even know that the game was going to be today. They're winded. If they win a game, they're going to be lucky. The Clippers got so lucky. Morris, I can't stand him. He's so dirty. Stepped on Luka. Don't tell me he did it. And then he slapped him across the face. Dirty, fake, tough guy. I just don't like the guy. It's probably going to be us and them in the conference finals. That's kind of what we all new and, like, you know, it's probably what's gonna be, unless the Clippers don't make it. Hopefully, come on, Nuggets. They're not gonna win a game, though. They might not even win a game. But the Clippers look good. Kawhi looked amazing. Pandemic P. Hopefully, you know, he sucks. Also, Giannis, the MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, calling out your coach. I do whatever my coach says. Don't be a fucking pussy. Guard your guy. Guard Jimmy Butler at the end of the game. Come on, man. Are you serious? You call yourself, honestly, I love the Heat. The Heat are awesome. The Heat play great team basketball. They hustle. They dive on the floor. They run in transition. They rebound. They're scrappy. They all play defense. I love Bam Adebayo. Goran Dragic is, I hope the Lakers get him. Goran Dragic is great. Tyler Hero, love his game. Rookie with so much confidence. Duncan Robinson, they're just deep. Jimmy Butler was a perfect fit for them. Spoelstra is a perfect coach. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NBA, if not the best coach. Pat Riley runs that team like he did the Lakers, you know, the Showtime Lakers. He's great. That I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Toronto won today. They beat Boston, so it's 2-1. I think they got really lucky, but don't be surprised if the Heat come out of the East. Like, don't be surprised. That team is very, very good. They're talented. And they have none off the bench who, like, we forget about, undrafted kid from Oakland, a California kid. But that team is so good. I love the Heat. And I think it's going to be Lakers and Heat in the finals, right? And then, of course, Lakers in six. Rams football. Oh, no, I got to talk about Steve Nash. Steve Nash just got hired by the Brooklyn Nets. That is awesome. Steve Nash is one of my favorite players of all time, top five favorite players of all time. I love Steve Nash. I think Kevin Durant's, I think, to me, the best scorer of all time, 7-footer that could score at any time. We could debate about that, but no one could do that. It's like literally he's impossible to guard. I could talk about Kevin Durant. I think it's LeBron, KD, or KD's awesome to me. I love KD's game. I know he's got a burner account. Listen to my pod, bro. And I think they're going to be good. They have Kyrie, LeVert, They need to sign Joe Harris. I want the Lakers to sign Joe Harris. He'd be awesome for us, but they're probably going to end up signing him. They have Spencer Dinwiddie. That team is good. The Nets are going to be good the next couple years. The Rams are in a couple days, in like 9 days, I think. I'm excited for the Rams. Like I said, we're flying under the radar. I think we're going to be good. I really do. I think Sean McVay's got the troops back. The defense is going to be flying around with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. But the new defensive coordinator, I love our offensive. I love Akers. I think I'm going to love Akers. I think I had a fantasy football draft on Wednesday. I got Patrick Mahomes. I always like to go quarterback. I do like running backs, taking running backs. But I always like, I think having a good quarterback is really, I like that. That's always been my forte, and I won last year. So, but I got Lamar Jackson this year. I got Michael Thomas, and my app crashed, so I got Leonard Fournette, and he got signed by the Bucks yesterday. So people are actually trying to trade me. I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to trade, because you know Tom loves his running backs, and I think he's gonna be a perfect fit for them. I think the Chiefs are going to win the AFC. I have Lamar on my fantasy team, but I don't think I like Mahomes a lot, man. I think the Chiefs are going to do it again. I really do. I think they're the best team in the AFC. Who else do we got here? College football. Like, I don't really know what's going on with college football. I don't even know how the format's going to be. Is there a national champion? Like, what's going on with college football? I really don't even know. There was a game on today, I think it started, but like I saw a tweet that Notre Dame's gonna have actual fans, like students, but then they had students in quarantine last week, so I really don't know how that's gonna work. The Pac-12's not playing, so it's probably another year that USC was gonna be pretty bad because they still have Clay Helton, and USC fans think they're still in like the Pete Carroll days. They're very stuck in those days, and they think they're supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and we're not. I'm a USC fan, but you know, they haven't been good in a long time. But you know, college football, it's fun. Actually, I do know a lot about college football, but I don't I don't know enough, but I know enough. Does that make sense? I'm more of a pro guy. I've always been more of a pro guy. NBA, NHL, just kidding. Don't like the NHL, MLS, NBA, MLB. But college is cool. I love waking up on a Saturday and watching Kentucky play against Wake Forest. Like, I don't mind that. Shout out NSU. They just hired a woman's assistant athletic director. Shout out Megan. That is so cool. And I know it shouldn't be a big deal, but it is a big deal, you know? Signing a woman assistant athletic director. Shout out NSU. I don't think they're playing this year. I know that's tough on the guys. And if anybody from NSU hears this, send me some gear. I need like an NSU mask or like NSU gear, because there's no NSU fan stores here in California. So that's kind of shitty. So I need some NSU gear to rock out here. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 3. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, I'll be back next week. I'm supposed to have my interview again. And he's a soccer player that I played at NSU, MIAA, best conference in all of Division II, maybe in the country, or in the country. And he's a pilot now. His dad was a pilot, or his dad is a pilot. So that's pretty cool, right? He's flying planes all over Oklahoma or Arkansas. And it's going to be a cool interview. I hope you guys tune in. And I hope you guys all have great weeks. Great weekend. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Social distance, wear your mask, do whatever you can. We're doing better. We're doing better, I think. Let's all have a good week and be safe. Love one another. And Eddie's out. See you guys next week.